A federal judge in Oregon has delivered a victory to scientists who want to study one of the oldest and most complete skeletons ever found in North America. The 9,000-year-old Kennewick Man was discovered just 6 short years ago in the banks of the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington. Up until now, a custody battle has kept the fate of the skeleton unsettled. On one side are scientists who believe studying Kennewick Man may help them understand how North America was populated. On the other, Native Americans who consider the remains to be those of an ancestor who deserves a proper burial. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Jeff Brady reports.
Both the scientists and the tribes have waited a long time for this decision. Deborah Croswell with the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation says the ruling is disappointing because she believes Kennewick Man should be buried to comply with Native American spiritual beliefs.
You know, it's been years already that they've been above ground, and now it looks like it may continue to be a while longer.
Kennewick Man was discovered on federal land, and the Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of the Interior were charged with determining whether to hand the skeleton over to 5 local tribes or let scientists study the remains. The agency decided that under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, Kennewick Man should be given to the tribes. The act, often referred to by its acronym NAGPRA, was passed by Congress in 1990. It requires museums across the country to return Native American artifacts to the tribes from which they came. Yesterday, the judge ruled that the process leading up to the federal agency's decision was flawed because the government held secret meetings with the tribes and weighted the evidence in their favor at virtually every turn. Professor Robson Bonnickson heads the Center for the Study of the First Americans at Oregon State University.
It was political. He clearly recognized it. He read the 22,000 pages of documents, and there was ample information in those documents that would support that conclusion.
But the tribes say the decision wasn't the court's to make. Deborah Croswell is with the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation.
It's substituting expertise that it really doesn't have in place of the Army Corps of Engineers and the Department of Interior, the people who were entrusted to enact the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act.
Croswell says the judge has undermined NAGPRA. The tribes themselves cannot appeal the decision because they weren't a party in the case. Croswell hopes the Army Corps of Engineers and the Interior Department will appeal. The federal agencies say they won't comment until they've had a chance to review the ruling. An attorney for the scientist who sued the government, Paula Barron, says the agencies will have to ask an important question before deciding to appeal.
Should I leave this at the trial level and then argue that it's just some trial judge off in Oregon who made the wrong decision? Or do I risk getting it in front of an appellate court and creating an opinion that has real weight and significance?
Which might create a stronger precedent when similar situations arise in the future. Anthropologist Robson Bonnickson says he's looking forward to studying Kennewick Man's remains. He says not only is there a question of where he came from, but who are his modern descendants. An initial examination shows the skeleton does not have the same features as Native Americans. Bonnickson says he'd like to test DNA from the skeleton's teeth to see if that will yield any clues. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Brady in Portland, Oregon.